One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in beautiful Branson, Missouri, Lady Bombers find themselves on top 17-9 as we just closed the first period. Quick stat check. Kate Gilbert has 8 points early on, Emma Martin with 5, Anna Grace with 4. That's the only people that have scored for the Lady Bombers. That's all they've needed, as only 2 players have scored for the Lady Pirates. It's been all Priscilla Williams and Chloe Grimm. Williams with 5 points and Grimm with the other 4. Pirates now working. Got to mention they're moving from left to right on your radio dial. Lady Bombers going from right to left. Lady Bombers in the road blues with gold numbers. And Branson in the home uniforms, white uniforms with red trim as Williams puts up the 3. It's an air ball. Rebounded by AG. AG will get it to Martin. Lady Bombers will call a play. They get it back to Gilbert between the circles. Gilbert to her right, back to her left to Martin. They get it inside to Foreman. Foreman looking. She's met by 2 people. Over to Yates. Over to Gilbert. Gilbert looking. She'll skip it to Martin. Martin puts up the 3. Won't go. Foreman was there but tipped it back. Branson comes up with it. Priscilla Williams met by Kate Gilbert. They try to get it inside. Picked off by Yates. Great steal by her. Minute gone by here in this second period. Lady Bombers still up 8. Martin picks up her dribble back to Gilbert. Gilbert, and we have a whistle. And they're going to call that on Priscilla Williams. It'll be her second foul. She's very befuddled at that call. Had that, who, me? You called that on me? Look. Not happy about it. She'll stay in the ball game. Head coach Kip Boo giving the referee an earful as they get it inside to Foreman, and she hits the layup. 19-9, Lady Bombers on top by 10. Tabitha Williams pushes to her right, back to her left to Grimm. Grimm now between the circles, foot on the three-point line, out to the left side, back to Tabitha Williams. Williams puts it off about 10 to 12 footer, hit the side of the backboard, and went out of bounds. Lady Bombers will have it. We have a timeout on the floor. Branson's going to take a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. Lady Bombers on top, 19-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back here in Branson, the Lady Bombers on top, 19-9, 6:30 left in this first half. Branson coming out of the timeout. Lady Bombers have the ball. Waiting to inbound. The officials were talking. Referee hands Kate the ball, and they get it in to Emma Martin. Martin walking it up. Now to the left side. Martin back up top to Gilbert. Back to the left side. Martin thought about a 3, pulled it back down. Gilbert now centers it back to Payne. Payne thought about a 3, back to Gilbert. Over to the left side, Martin. Martin has it, picks up her dribble. They get into Yates. Yates with the right hand off the window. It's good. Addison Yates. Getting her first bucket of the afternoon. The Lady Bombers just pouring it on here early on. Chloe Grimm gets it over to Priscilla Williams. Three-pointer on the way off the right side of the rim. Rebounded by Williams. She lost the handle. Anna Grace Foreman comes up with it. Martin pushing ahead. Now to her right side. Back to the left side to Gilbert. Now she'll center the ball. Dribbles to her right. Picks up her dribble. Over to Foreman. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to hit the backdoor pass. Finds Foreman as she's met by three Branson defenders. They'll call her for a double dribble. Don't exactly know how it was a double dribble. She only took one dribble. Didn't look like anything that was illegal, but nonetheless, Branson has the ball back. Priscilla Williams over to the right side. Tried to get it to Grimm, and they fumble it out of bounds. Lady Bombers will get it back on the sideline. They get it into Martin. Martin ahead to Gilbert. They're just going to walk it up. Gilbert over to Foreman. Back to Gilbert. Now she's going to go to her left, met by two defenders. Weaving through traffic, little 10-footer off the window. Kate Gilbert slicing and dicing through the Lady Pirate defense and gets the 10-foot floater to go. Lady Bombers up 23-9, 5 minutes left in this half as they get it over to Tabitha Williams. Tabitha's going to go back to her left, guarded by Emma Martin. She's going to be met by her and Anna Grace. And we have a whistle. Be on Emma Martin. She may have to sit for a while. It'll be her third foul. As Leah Jackson will come get her. And Maddie Partick will come back in for the Branson Lady Pirates. She'll be releasing Harley Hodges. So it sends Tabitha Williams to the free throw line. They are in the bonus now. The first free throw is good. Lady Pirates finally in double digits now. The 4:48 mark in the second period. Second free throw, good. Don't think either of those hit the net. 23-11 our score. 4:45 left in this first half. Gilbert ahead now. Over to Payne on the right side. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert pushing. Little deep two. Won't go. Tipped in the air. Over to Priscilla Williams. Williams pushing ahead. One on three. Inside. There's a whistle, and they count it. One official called a charge. The other one said count it. The official on the baseline called a charge. The official in front of Dell Leonard's bench called a foul and an and one. That's what they're going to roll with. As Dell Leonard's going to call timeout, he's going to want an explanation. We'll take one with him. Lady Bombers on top, 23-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
So on the previous play, welcome you back to Branson, by the way, Priscilla Williams drove ahead, just absolutely clocked Leah Jackson, looked like an offensive foul from up here. The official on the baseline said it was an offensive foul, but the official on the sideline counted it, was an and one, and that's what they're going to stick with. So it gives Leah Jackson her second foul, and Williams completes the three-point play. So they cut it back down to single digits. Lady Bombers still leading 23-14, 4:25 point in this second period. They get it back to Gilbert, over to the right side, Payne. Payne's going to drive to the right. Payne, little 10-foot floater's good. Emily Payne in the book now. First bucket of the ball game, and the Lady Bombers are back up 11. Priscilla Williams back to the left side. They swing it. It's over to Partick. Partick back to Tabitha Williams. Into Chloe Grimm. Grimm's going to kick it back out. Back to Priscilla Williams. Priscilla Williams, a little 10-footer, won't go. Great defense from Gilbert. As Williams is able to come up with the offensive rebound through three Lady Bombers. Comes up with it. There's a whistle and some harm as it'll be on Addison Yates. Her second foul, team's ninth. I'll count 9-3. Not the stat that the Lady Bombers want to be winning in, but they currently lead that stat. Williams' first free throw hits the heel of the iron and missed. Second one on the way as Tabitha Williams will exit the ball game. Second one, good. So Gilbert's going to walk it up. Jackson with her in the backcourt. She gets it across the half-court stripe. Branson still in a, looks like a 2-3 zone. Jackson's going to dribble to her right, back to Payne. Payne's going to swing it over to Yates in the corner. Yates skips it to Jackson. One pass away over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the 10-footer, left it short. Offensive rebound was tipped away by Yates over to Priscilla Williams. Williams full head of steam ahead. Little Euro step, kicks it over to, I believe that is Grimm. And there's a whistle and a foul. Count that one and one. Bucket was already through the hoop, and Anna Grace Foreman cleared her out, as that'll be AG's third foul. Bucket was good by Chloe Grimm. She'll go to the line and shoot a free throw. Well, I'm not sure. They counted the bucket. Looked like the ball went through the hoop. She's going to shoot two free throws. She missed the first free throw, scored still 25-15. So Grimm will get the second free throw. That one is off the right side of the rim, bounces right to Addison Yates. Yates will hand it off to Gilbert. Gilbert across the half-court stripe. Over to Leah Jackson. Jackson looking. Still trying to combat this 2-3 zone. Over to Yates at the nailhead, driving inside two players. There's a whistle and a foul to go against Branson. Wasn't on the shot. She never released it. Theon Kara spinning just into the ballgame for Branson. Be her first foul. Only the fourth team foul. Abby Martin will throw in. Martin over to Jackson. Jackson wants the three from the right corner. High arcing shot went off the left side of the rim. And Branson comes up with the rebound. Here's Grimm, guarded by Payne. Lady Bombers kind of playing a zone to help preserve what energy they have left. And we have a whistle on a travel called on Haley Lashley. Lashley took an extra step looking for a pass, and they got her for a walk. So Payne will have it now in the corner of the volleyball line. Skips it to the other side to Jackson. Back to Payne. Payne with it over to Abby Martin. Martin over to Gilbert. Drop down pass to Yates. Yates fighting inside off the window. Won't go, but she'll shoot a couple free throws. That'll be on Harley Hodges. Be her first foul. Team's fifth. Nobody with two fouls yet on Branson. Or excuse me, Priscilla Williams with two fouls. As the first free throw from Yates hit the back of the rim, just kind of stuck there and fell off. Missed the first one. As Priscilla Williams will re-enter the ballgame, just got a short breather. The second one from Yates also hit about the same spot on the iron, but that one rattled out. 25-15 our score, 2:30 left in this first half. Lady Bombers now moving to a zone. As Grimm is met by Payne, over to Martin. They get it to Priscilla Williams for three. It's good. Priscilla Williams knocks down another three. Her first three of the ball game. So 2:10 left in this first half. Branson has cut the lead to 7. Back to Payne. Over to Yates. Top of the key. She dribbles toward Payne. To the left side now. Now she's going to pull it back out. Payne getting some directions from Del Leonard. Now she has it centered on the Branson logo to the left side. Gilbert thought about a three. Brought it back down. Payne's going to have it up top. They get it back to Gilbert. Look like there was a miscommunication. They're both smiling at each other. Gilbert's going to have it now. She'll just hold it. She's going to put it on her hip. She's content to take the last shot, waiting for Branson to extend out of this. She skips it back over to Payne. Trying to run as much time off the clock as they can. Believe they will take the final shot. Gives it back to Payne. 1:20 left in this second quarter. Branson not ready to extend their defense just yet. As Kit Boo going to send out some direction. Now they've switched their defense to a 1-3-1. They've put Williams up top in between, trying to take that skip a pass away. Payne has it over back to Gilbert. Over to Abby Martin, back to Gilbert. Now they overload it. Try to combat this 1-3-1. Payne has it now. Over to Gilbert. Gilbert looking, looking. Now to the right side, Payne. 40 seconds left in this first half. Lady Bombers still on top, 25-18. Back to Gilbert. Inside to Jackson. Jackson off the window. Went high off the window. Didn't go, but she was fouled, and she'll shoot a couple free throws. Gilbert was wide open underneath the rim. That was on Harley Hodges. Be her second foul, team sixth. As it will send Leah Jackson to the line. First free throw is missed. The Bombers not shooting it well from the free throw line. They've missed all of their attempts so far. It's Leah Jackson, a standout athlete on the Lady Bomber volleyball team that made it to the state quarterfinals this year. She signed to play volleyball at the collegiate level as she hits the second one. So the announcer's jinx strikes in a good way as the Lady Bombers finally hit a free throw. 26-18 our score. Now Branson will hold for the final shot of the half as Williams is just jogging it up. About a step inside the half-court stripe. She's on the Branson logo. Gilbert guarding her with her feet on the three-point line. 15 seconds remaining. All five Lady Bombers basically guarding her. They're kind of sagging off everyone else. Now they're going to send a trap at her. They're going to send Jackson and Gilbert. Williams wants the three on the way. Didn't even hit the rim. The bucket's good, and that'll do it for the half as the Lady Bombers won't even get a shot off. So at halftime, our score, Lady Bombers still on top 26-21, but the scoring kind of slowed down for both sides. We'll take a short little break, come back for the halftime show, check some stats. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.